Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Blessed.
Hope you guys had a good 4th of July. I'm sure you kept all the eating down to a very bare minimum, right? Just like me. I think I had 13 steak sandwiches yesterday. New record. Yeah, oh yeah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we're so grateful. We're so thankful for who you are. Lord, when we just sit and contemplate, Lord, the vastness and the greatness of your existence, Lord, you're the King of the universe, the Creator of all things. You are perfectly righteous and holy, Lord. And then we start thinking about ourselves and how far we fall short of the mark, Lord, of being worthy of being in your presence. And then that wasn't acceptable to you, so that you sent your own Son, your only Son, to become a man and to walk amongst the people of earth and for 3 years to teach them what it really means to be a child of God and to be a follower, and then to die on the cross in our place, Lord, to take all of the punishment and all the weight and all the guilt and the burden of our sin, Father, upon himself, and to suffer that eternal vengeance in a moment, Lord, when you couldn't even look at him. That he would do that for us while we were your enemies, Lord, so that we could be reconciled to you and become a part of the family of God, is incredible. There's no words. We can't think about it enough, and yet you can't think about it without being blown away. What you did for us, what you accomplished for us, Father. And yet our nature is, Lord, that we can take it so for granted. It can just become a common thing in our lives, Lord. Yep, Jesus died for my sins. And we can forget the weight and the gravity, the eternal consequence, Father, behind it, and the eternal battle that's being waged right now, even now, Father, good versus evil, for the souls and the hearts of men. Lord, and we look around us and we see a nation and we see a world that is so lost, Lord, so far from your perfect plan, Lord, so involved in themselves and in the comings and goings of this world, Lord, that we've become consumed by separation and hatred and anger and animosity. And there's so much lies and so many horrible things, Lord. And yet we know that your plan supersedes all of the plans of the people of this planet, Lord. And we're a part of that plan and a part of your kingdom. So, Lord, we pray that you would equip us, that you would strengthen us through your word, through our time that we spend in your presence and with each other, that you would strengthen us, fill our hearts with your spirit, Lord, anoint us, Lord, and then use us to be salt and light in a world that so desperately needs it. Father, help us to think about the things that matter and less about ourselves and our own circumstances, Father. Help us to be just like Jesus, whose thoughts and heart and concern was for the good of the people, Lord, and not for himself. We ask that you would accomplish that in each of us, Lord. Have your way in us and in this church, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. Come on in. Sorry, guys.
Your word.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. We thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity we have to gather and worship you, Lord, study your word together. And right now for the opportunity we have to worship through giving, Father, we pray that we would only ever put in that plate, Lord, exactly what you've put on our hearts to put in that plate, and that it would never, ever, ever be about money, but it would only ever be about obedience, Lord, to your voice in our hearts. We pray, Father, that all of the gifts that we give you would be sincere and from our hearts, Lord, never because people are watching, and never because we think it's going to earn us bonus points, but because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy of all that we have and all that we are. And we pray that we would have the hearts and the minds, Lord, to put all of ourselves into that plate, Father, every single day as we take up our cross and follow in the footsteps of your beautiful Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Stand for one more.
I wasn't old.